Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Now it's time to talk Braves, Falcons, and college football with a Deep South college football legend. It's the Buck Belue Show, exclusively on The Fan.
For the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 as we start this Thursday. Where'd that rain go, man? Looks like a much nicer day outside. Glad you're tuning in here. We're live from the Battery Atlanta on The Fan, 680 and 93.7, streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Gotta love the app. You can listen anywhere, anytime, and you gotta love Beaver Direct. Fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next car. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com and see what wow really means. 10 o'clock hour on the show, brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group, your champions of personal injury law. If you need to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. Road Dog, DT in the house. Let's get it started.
Buck's big take.
Apparently, Stetson Bennett has passed on the opportunity to perform for NFL personnel and coaches at the Senior Bowl next week. Chris Mortensen told us yesterday on this show that Jim Nagy, the head of the Senior Bowl, finally offered Stetson that opportunity, and reportedly Stetson and his people declined. Why? Well, that's the million-dollar question. Reasonable to believe that Stetson was irritated with the last-minute invitation. I mean, they waited forever to throw the invitation out there, and that had to be a little embarrassing and probably made Stetson look bad. I mean, take a look at the list of the quarterbacks that got an offer over a month ago. Why are they waiting so long to give Stetson his invitation? So he could have been annoyed by that. I know I would have. It could be Stetson decided that he needed some downtime after a physically and emotionally draining two-year championship run. No reason to go if you're not prepared to show off the best of what you have to offer. Maybe that was it. Stets people told the Senior Bowl people that he was going to pass on the opportunity and prep for the combine. Now, I don't believe this is going to affect his draft status, missing out on the Senior Bowl. There's plenty of great video out there of Stetson Bennett for NFL scouts to study. So missing the Senior Bowl will not impact his draft status, if you ask me. Stetson does miss out on an opportunity to get in front of NFL coaches and personnel guys in meetings. Maybe start to form these relationships. But I guess that can wait. He can do that down the road. Louisville's Malik Cunningham accepted the final quarterback spot. 404-231-1680, the number you want to jump in here and talk about. Stetson Bennett passing on the Senior Bowl. Now, I was reading some of the other reports circulating out there on the internet on the subject. And, you know, there was one report saying that they had had conversations about playing, that there was never an official invitation that came down. Semantics is what that is. Sure, they were talking about, are you going to play if we invite you? Stetson and his people responding, I don't know, why'd you wait so long to invite me? You're making me look bad. What's the deal with that?
I agree with you, Buck. I think the biggest thing he's missing out on here is the opportunity to get in front of NFL coaches and NFL execs, talk with them, meet with them, let them get to know him, to help improve his draft stack. I mean, there is so much game film over the last 2 years against top quality opponents, and that's not needed. That's not what he's going to get value out of at the Senior Bowl. He's going to be able to show off his talents at the Combine and Georgia's Pro Day. So he's going to have those other opportunities. But, man, I really would have considered that going for no other reason than to get into the front of those in those meetings.
Sort of like Hendon Hooker's doing. He's not going to practice.
He can't play.
Hendon Hooker is not going to play. Hendon Hooker accepted the invitation to go down and start getting in front of these NFL executive types.
Start getting used to those meetings and that setting and know what to expect.
Form some relationships. Who knows? I mean, you might have been able to get in front of somebody that had a positive first impression and decide, you know what? If the opportunity arises during the draft, we're going to take that guy. Now, it doesn't mean he can't do this later. I mean, Lord knows, there'll be a ton of interviews going down at the Combine.
For sure, and they'll come, and I'm sure all teams will be in attendance at Georgia's Pro Day, and they'll talk to him there.
Yeah, but a missed opportunity there. Because of the video that's out there, the quality of tape that's on Stetson Bennett playing in these big-time games against big-time teams. I mean, they got all the video they could use over the two-year period. And the last thing you want to do is go down there not on top of your game, physically and emotionally drained. You know, I think that's understandable with what he's been through here. But I just don't understand why they waited so long to offer up the chance to come on down there and play. That's the thing that would have annoyed me. What are we waiting on? Seriously. Why are you waiting so long? I mean, you got the guy from Fresno State, got his invitation back in December. Where was mine? You know, we got the guy from BYU. We sent his invitation out back in December. Where was mine? Got the kid playing at the sub-level of major college football. He got his invitation. A dude went to Shepherd College, got his invitation back in early December. Where was my invitation? And this idea that they're waiting around on Will Levis to decide whether he was going to come to the Senior Bowl or not. Sort of a lame excuse, if you ask me. I mean, what's Jim Nagy in the Senior Bowl doing? Do you want the guy down there or not? Why'd you wait so long? 404-231-1680, the number. We taking a call here, guys? I don't see a list. Okay. All right, so we'll move on from that. I got an email yesterday from one of our listeners. Jimmy Wilkes is his name, and he said, Buck, why don't you send in your resume for the Braves play-by-play announcer with Chip Carey leaving to take the St. Louis Cardinals job? And, you know, yesterday here at 680 The Fan, I heard multiple guys talking about how qualified they were to get that job that Chip Carey had. I mean, we had BJ was walking around saying he was the most qualified anybody in here. He'd call baseball games at the high school level. And by golly, he should be considered.
BJ would do a great job.
Any of the games during spring training here on The Fan, they needed somebody, BJ was ready. And I don't doubt that. Anyway, Jimmy Wilkes says, Buck, you would be great at this. Please apply for the job. You have a great voice. Hey, thank you very much. And you have pro baseball knowledge and experience. Jimmy Wilkes. Now, you know, read this email, and I started thinking, you know what? The Braves are going to be overwhelmed, I'm sure, with resumes that are going to be flying in. But a few years back, the Braves gave me and old Kincaid the opportunity to call some of the Braves spring training games. And I had some of those calls. And I thought, you know what? Maybe Jimmy Wilkes is right. So last night, I've put my resume together. I've got some samples of the calls, our call. The Braves game down in spring training a few years ago. And I wanted you to hear this and want to get your feedback. 404-231-1680. I've got this ready to send over to the Braves today. Should I do it? Or should I throw it back in the box? I think we've got a call with Freddie Freeman queued up. Let's see. Freddie with a big swing on the first offering, and that ball's going to get out of here. Freddie Freeman, a solo blast to lead off the third inning for the Braves. A high towering shot to deep right center field. Comes down right next to the light pole out there. Hit it at least 395, 400. And we've got us a tie ball game at one. Now, it is a little bit dated when you hear a play-by-play call of Chipper Jones, but I thought it was a lot better than the one with Nate McClouth. Let's hear that one. 1-1 pitch. Fastball driven deep to left center. The ballpark will not hold it. Over the scoreboard, the ESPN Wide World of Sports scoreboard, as the fireworks go off, Chipper plays long ball. Bottom of the first, a three-run bomb.
Buck, I got to be honest. Those are pretty good calls. I like that.
So send it over, you think?
Send it over, man. I mean,
stranger things
I'm
happen.
Hate to lose you. Can you still do this? Because we'd hate to lose you here on the Buck Blue Show. But I mean, Braves Nation needs a good play-by-play guy.
I might be able to do both.
we can work it out. Yeah.
Yeah, so those were real live game action. You know, Kincaid was pretty quiet. He was so nervous going in to do that. It's the only time in my 20 years with Kincaid, I could barely get a word out of him. He got quiet as a church mouse. Chris joins us on The Fan. Chris, welcome to the Buck Blue Show. What's going on, buddy?
A class act and a gentleman and a scholar.
Hey, thanks, brother. What are you thinking?
For the Braves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Apply.
All right.
I'll vote for you.
Send it on over.
Will do.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you chiming in.
Yeah, I'm not the only one, Buck. Sound like a quality call for me.
Well, yeah, I've done some of this. I mean, I don't like going around, you know, talking about it all the time. But
and you
yeah,
know your
this,
baseball as a former professional baseball player.
Well, yeah, and that's not brought up very much either at the station. Played some professional baseball back in the day.
Pretty productive for those dogs back then, too.
Yeah, we had some good moments over there playing baseball at Georgia. Won a state championship in baseball at Valdosta, the only one they've ever won.
Well, it sounds like you put your name in the ring, Buck, so maybe we can get a little buzz going, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, just in case Ingram makes the jump over to Bally's, and then that would open up the job. So, yeah, we'll send it on over. I'll let you know how that goes, what kind of feedback I get back from our Atlanta Braves. Coming back on the other side, we're going to hang out with former Auburn Tiger quarterback that has gotten a promotion, man. He's going to be the new Auburn Tigers radio network analyst. Jason Campbell joins me next here on the Buck Blue Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Show live from the Battery Atlanta here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Want you to check out Buck's Beat podcast. Episode 80 has dropped, and it is a breakdown of the Atlanta Braves shortstop competition, taking a look at Vaughn Grissom competing with Orlando Arcia. down in spring training. Mark Lemke hangs out. We break it down. So we transition over to Braves baseball with the podcast. You can check out all of our podcasts at thepodcastpark.com, brought to you by Associated Credit Union. And if you hear the promo, you hear about all the other podcasts that are out there. But Bucks Beat just dropped yesterday. So talking some Braves baseball. Right now, though, let's head to the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line. Bring on Jason Campbell, former Auburn quarterback and now the new Auburn Sports Network color analyst. JC, man, congratulations on the new gig.
Hey, appreciate it, Buck. Thank you. Thank you a lot. It's kind of been a grooming situation for me. You know, Stan was tremendous at what he did for 22 years. And you know, I started working with the network back in 2016 as the pregame host and also the halftime analysis person. And, you know, they came to me a couple of weeks before the season was over, and you know, Stan said he wanted to spend more time with his family and he has the kids that are entering into high school and he wanted to be around a little bit more. And, you know, they came to me with the offer to take over the color analyst role, and I told them, give me a little time to talk over with my wife and family, and because that's going to require your weekends. And but you know, it was a great decision. It was a unanimous decision to do it, because the simple fact that it's Auburn. We love Auburn. I like being close to the program. I like being able to be in that press box and feel closer to the game again. It's almost the closest thing you're going to get to suiting up to playing, being able to be involved in every play, doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, and I was texting with Stan over the last couple of days about that 22-year run and basically just saying, Stan, great job over the 22 years. He was a part of calling 250 games from 2001 to 2022, and he says, man, he is so happy you're going to take over and you're going to do a great job. And I was blown away when I realized that it'll be you, Stan White, and Charlie Trotman, who did it from 1980 to 2000. So three radio color analysts for Auburn football in 43 years. And that's pretty impressive right there. Longevity, you're going to be doing this thing for a while.
Yeah, like I say, I'm the newcomer. So I recently just got married, so I don't have kids yet. And by the time we do have kids and they get old enough to be involved on the weekends, it will give me an opportunity to do it for a while. You know, people also forget that Pat Sullivan actually did it for a couple of years. We went back and did the research, and so now I'm the fourth, because Pat Sullivan, he did it for a couple of years, and he was a Heisman Trophy winner at Auburn and played quarterback and as well. So, you know, it's been it's kind of like the quarterback's award, Blue. You know, you think about it, it's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. It seemed to be only given to the quarterbacks, and I think the color analyst roles kind of goes in that same direction. But a lot of it is all about knowing the game and the ins and outs and being able to relay what you see in from the press box and giving the fans the insight of things that you learn throughout the years, of things that, you know, you pay attention to on the field that they may not know as much, you know, when they're watching the game, make them watch the game a little bit differently than next time they see certain things, or giving them anticipation of what to expect in certain situations on the field. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great platform, and I don't take it lightly. I'm completely honored to be in this position.
Yeah, and it's twofold in my opinion. One, as a quarterback, you know the entire game. You know offense, you know defense, you know the coaching aspect, game planning, play calling, anticipating what the defense is going to do scheme-wise. And then the other thing is that you've got that name recognition. These Auburn Tiger fans know exactly who you are with the success you had over at Auburn. What's that atmosphere of the Tiger fan base right now? Is Hugh Freeze rallying the fan base right now? How do you see it out there?
Oh, yeah, it's like a different atmosphere. You know, Auburn has struggled the last 2 years, let's just be honest. And, you know, Cadillac Williams took over the last four games last year, 2022 season, and he kind of got that Auburn family, that Auburn spirit going back in the right direction, getting people back feeling strong about the program. And then you go and you hire Hugh Freeze, a guy that's been a part of the SEC before, who's won in the SEC, and know what it takes to compete at the highest level. And that's recruiting. And as soon as he got the job, day one, he did his press conference. But that night, he was on a flight going to see recruits, because he understands that in order to win in this league, to beat the Georgias, the LSUs, the Tennessees, the Bamas, like, you got to have guys that can go out there and execute and guys that can go out there and give you an opportunity to win games. It's still a player's game at the end of the day. And he gets, and the coaching staff that he's put together are all relationships that he's had before, guys that he's coached with. And then he goes get Coach Montgomery on the offensive side as the coordinator. He goes get Coach Roberts, who's the defensive coordinator. Both of those guys worked together at Baylor before. So they have similarity and camaraderie together. So he put together a really good staff, and he kept some of the Auburn guys that was on that staff, and Cadillac and Zach Etheridge, and you know, Kendall Simmons being around, and Trevon Reed. So he kept some guys that are big in our program, that knows what it's like to be an Auburn man, know what it's like to go out there and play on a Saturday and to put it all out there on the field.
Man, I was so impressed with the job Carnell Williams did, stepping in after Harsin exited. Carnell, that was so impressive, man, watching him take charge.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a real moment for us as guys that played with him. You know, he was one of my teammates, and he's a friend to this day. And, you know, he got the job. There's so many expectations that come with that, because people just think because you played the game that automatically you're just going to go out there and everyone's just going to light it up. It just doesn't work that way. But he did such a tremendous job galvanizing these guys, getting them to believe in that they can win again, getting them to be accountable to each other, teaching them about relationships. You know, that's something that's kind of getting lost with so much stuff now about money and different things, but teaching them to understand relationships and then the integrity of playing for one another. And that's the thing. It got the fan base, who's a 3-6 football team, facing another 3-6 team at the time against Texas A&M, and there was a sold-out crowd. You know, that's just unheard of. And it just goes to show you that you're a part of the Auburn family. If you love Auburn, Auburn's going to love you back. And him being a big part of that family, you know, people showed that. And they showed out to support these kids. And that was the right momentum that we needed to head into this offseason to turn things around, because we've been able to sign, you know, the top two transfer portal class, which is very important. And then you've been able to jump from 60-something in recruiting to now you're top 15 with our signing class that we just had this year. So, you know, things are looking on the up. We got a new facility. We got a lot of new things going on. And, you know, everyone's excited. And we call this talking time of the season. So everyone wants to know who's going where and who's starting and all this. But that's why you got spring football. And I know these guys are chomping at the bit to get out there, especially these new guys that just got there to try to put their emphasis and stint on this program.
Talking Auburn football with Jason Campbell on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. So, you know, keeping track of Auburn in that transfer portal, man, it's been, you know, a full-time job just tracking that. No quarterback joining the group. How do you foresee this quarterback competition going down in the spring? You got Robbie Ashford back in, the starter from a year ago. The kid from BC and Savannah is at Griner. Hank Brown coming in, Dilfer's quarterback from Nashville. How do you see this thing going?
Yeah, I know everyone was asking about that, Blue, you know, about the quarterback situation. There were some names out there, you know, Darryl Leary and McCall Kidd, and then you heard about Spencer, the kid from Oklahoma State. But, you know, you weren't able to get either one of those guys. And then, you know, one of them we didn't offer. But at the same time, I think Coach Freeze is just looking at it like, I'm going to get someone to come in. You know, it has to be someone that we feel like it can really, like, take this team to another level, like, immediately as soon as he walks in that door. But if you're not able to get that guy, or you feel like you didn't want to go that direction, whatever it was, you come back to that room and you look and you say, what do we have? You do have a guy, Robbie Ashford, who's a elusive athlete. He has things you can't coach, and that's speed and athleticism. And he has that to be able to elude the pocket and create plays when the pocket breaks down. Things he needs to work on is pocket presence, arm angles, being more accurate down the field, and going through his progressions. Now, Freeze has done a really good job over the past. You know, he had Malik Willis that transferred from Auburn to Liberty, and he was able to turn him into a draft pick in the NFL. So I'm pretty sure Robbie had to be excited when he saw him get the job and come through the door because of his accolades that he's done in the past with quarterbacks. But at the same time, if you're Holden Garner, he was an All-American coming out of high school, and last year you redshirted. So, you know, people has forgotten about this kid. And, you know, he's a kid to keep your eye out on, because everybody that I talk to, they rave about his arm talent, his arm ability, his pocket awareness, and different things like that. So, you know, he's a guy that he doesn't have experience, but he's going to compete against Robbie in the spring. And like I said, the other guys are pretty much young guys. So it's not a lot of experience in that room. And I think that kind of concerns Coach a little bit just because, you know, Robbie's the only guy that has a lot of experience. And he benefited last year with TJ being hurt, with Calzada not suiting up. So he got valuable experience throughout that year. And it's going to be someone's job in the spring, and it may go over to the summer a little bit, but it's definitely going to be a competition at the position, and we'll see how everything will unfold.
Jason Campbell, the new Auburn Sports Network color analyst on the football broadcast, friend of the show. Save us some time during the football season, man. We'll look forward to having you on.
Yeah, appreciate it, Blue. I definitely come on for you. No problem.
Thanks so much for your time, man. We appreciate you. Jason Campbell joining us today on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Really impressive guys, had a ton of success over at Auburn, highly respected by the Tiger football nation. Great to have him on. Let's talk a little NFL football in the top five.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, Buck, it's an NFL Top 5. And as we look ahead to Championship Sunday, we can't start without Patrick Mahomes. All eyes on Patrick Mahomes' ankle. So he was at practice yesterday. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes first, Buck, and get his status coming into the week.
I think we'll see throughout the week. I haven't got to go out and practice yet and put myself in those positions. I've done limited stuff, kind of in a small kind of box of what I can do, but I'll push it a little bit today and then the next day and then the next day again and see what I can do that not re-aggravate the injury, obviously, but to push it to see what I'll be able to do on Sunday.
All right, Buck, give us a translation. What does that mean from Patrick Mahomes? We're going to see him on Sunday, and what kind of Patrick Mahomes, what version of Patrick Mahomes will we see?
Yeah, the translation on ready to go. Well, my translation is, look, he went out and did practice after he met with the media yesterday. So he was at practice.
So I'm kind of hopping around a little bit.
Yeah, he's out there moving around a little bit.
I will admit, Buck, wouldn't you say he looks better than you would have expected, or at least for me?
Yeah, there wasn't a bad limp going on there, but the little bit of video we saw was at the beginning where he's just sort of jumping around a little bit, moving around. But you know what it allows to do? It allows the teammates to see you dressed out on the field. So now the teammates are saying, okay, hey, our guy's going to be ready, man. He's out here on a Wednesday. Yes, sirree. So it helps a football team in their mindset. And then you're able to evaluate where he's at. Look, he was not busting it out at practice yesterday. Tentative, just trying to see how far he could push it without any pain going on.
And probably see how it reacts, right, with swelling and
et cetera. Yeah, he's spending more time getting treatment and rehab than he is out there running around on the football field.
Were you kind of surprised to see him on the practice field yesterday?
Well, I think they just wanted to see where he was at.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't pushing it out there the little bit I saw. So a full participant in Wednesday's practice, I sort of giggle at that.
Yeah, he was out there.
He was far from going full speed.
He was on the field. So, all right, well, we'll keep an eye on Patrick Mahomes ahead of Sunday's games. We'll move over to the NFC, Buck, and the Eagles. What am I hearing this? This is news to me. Are you going to claim that wide receiver A.J. Brown is a diva? Has he been getting some flack from folks?
Well, he plays wide receiver, right?
So he must be a diva? I don't see that from A.J. Brown.
He says no. One of the members of the media asked him about this yesterday, and he said no. But he did step up and say this. I can change the game. Get me the ball so I can get locked in.
Well, is he lying, Buck?
Well, no, I got no issues with any of that.
I'm a big A.J. Brown fan.
Now, I do have an issue when you come back to the sideline and, you know, you start causing some drama on the sideline between series.
Yeah, yelling at your offensive coordinator.
You don't see any of that from A.J. Brown. Get me the ball. And I do believe this. Is it hard for a receiver to get locked in a game if the ball's not coming his way? So get him involved early. Get him the ball early.
Let him get locked in, and then he does have the talent to change the game. There's no doubt about that.
And he gets involved in the running game, Buck. He's a great blocker, shows a lot of effort out there.
Yeah, I don't think he's a diva, but a lot of these wide receivers are.
That's usually true. All right, Buck, as we look ahead to Sunday's games, give us a name of a breakout player that you see, as you would say, you call them players. Maybe somebody we're not talking about that I have a big impact on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go with Kansas City running back Isaiah Pacheco.
Okay.
Man, he's explosive. Have you seen this dude? He was running that ball last Sunday, and they need to ride him. This KC offensive line is really good with the run blocking. Everybody's trying to stop the passing game, but they are really good running the ball. Mahomes is hurting, so I would imagine Mahomes is going to be asked to do less, which means you're asking the running back to do more. I've been impressed with Isaiah Pacheco. 5 yards a carry he's given him. Now, he hits that hole fast, man, maybe too fast. Patience, they need to preach to him. But look out for Pacheco, man. He's a potential breakout star.
And with McKinnon catching the ball out of the backfield, Buck, I could see a few extra dump-offs to the running backs and tight ends this week with Mahomes not being himself. All right, Buck, we're talking about the 49ers on the other side of the NFC Championship.
Yeah, those Cowboys are out.
Poor Cowboys. And when we look at the 49ers, Buck, what stands out on offense, the playmakers, Debo, McCaffrey, George Kittle. Give us an over-under right here. How many touches for the big three for the 49ers, being Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, over-under on the touches on Sunday?
Well, the Belusio research staff came up with this. They crunched the numbers. Samuel, McCaffrey, and Kittle during the season and the two playoff games, if you add up all the touches, they average the three of them total an average of 30 touches a game.
Whew.
Now, this is the biggest game of the season. You're going into hostile territory in Philadelphia. They need more than 30 touches, these three guys. So I think the over and under may be 30. I'm going over on that number. They need to touch it more than a combined 30 times in this game.
That's a lot. And, yeah, Shanahan.
Well, that's an average now of all the games up until this point. Biggest game of the year. I say you got to give it to them more than that.
There you go. Well, Shanahan and Purdy are distributing the ball, finding ways to get it to their playmakers. All right, Buck, now finally closing out top five, we'll talk about a little draft. Kiper comes out, Mel Kiper, with the mock draft yesterday. He's got four quarterbacks going in the top 10.
Woo!
What do you think about that, Buck? How many you got?
I got two.
Just two going in the top 10.
Yeah, I got
all
two.
Right.
Now, this is the beginning of the process. It's what Mel's on. And I know there's some quarterback desperate organizations out there. The Texans, the Raiders, the Colts, the Panthers. They're all desperate for a quarterback. But I've only got Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud rated as a top 10 quarterback. Levis, I think he goes somewhere between 11 and 20, somewhere in there. And I don't look at Anthony Richardson as a guy that's going to go in the first round. So I'm going to say two go in the top 10.
Well, there's your top
Woo!
Five.
Buck's top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
All right, it's time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Got some big news coming out of Athens. The 2023 Georgia Bulldog team has officially started off-season strength and conditioning workouts. And let me tell you, they push you to the limit during this off-season program. These boys are in there working hard. It got started yesterday. I think they even put out a little hype video regarding this, but they push you to the absolute limit in these strength and conditioning workouts. Got underway yesterday, so the 23 season is underway. Hey, speaking of Mel Kiper Jr., did you see he's got Jalen Carter going number one to the Chicago Bears in the upcoming NFL draft? That would make it 2 years in a row that the Bulldogs would have a defensive lineman going number one in the draft.
Now, I don't think Jalen Carter's going number one. I think we'll see somebody make a deal there and grab one of these two top-rated quarterbacks. But pretty impressive there, Jalen Carter, the love he's getting around leading into this NFL draft. Broderick Jones, Kiper, has going 16th to that Washington football team, who had a great year and a little bit under the radar. Had a fabulous year over there at left tackle protecting Stetson Bennett and getting that running back group going there in the run game. And then Adam Rittenberg of ESPN has come out with an article talking about next year's college football season. He's got Brock Bowers, the top-rated player in college football in 2023. Be hard to argue that one.
Like, he's one of the best college, most complete college football players I've ever seen.
Yeah, and he does a really good job of that commercial, the NIL deal. Heck, yeah. You hear it on 680 The Fan all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Bowers is doing an excellent job there. Come back on the other side, say, what? Got some big-time news out there we'll hit. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Appreciate you hanging Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. If you get that Fan app, though, you can listen anywhere, anytime to the show. We appreciate that. 680 The Fan, we got our 30th anniversary going on, and we want to hook up the listeners out there backing us up all these years. We've got a six-night, seven-course golf vacation courtesy of 680 The Fan, and America's Golf Island, Hilton Head Island, up for grabs. Ultimate prize pack includes a six-night golf villa stay for four at Palmetto Dunes Oceanfront Resort and seven rounds of golf for your foursome at some of the country's and the region's top courses, including Harbortown Golf Links. And thanks to our friends at Infinity of Gwinnett, our grand prize winner also gets to drive to Hilton Head in style with a brand-new QX80. Plenty of room for your foursome and your golf clubs. Check out their luxury vehicles at infinityofgwinnett.com. Enter now, man. Time's limited. Go to 680thefan.com/30 before February 3rd to enter and get your chance to win. There's some things popping out there. Let's see what's going on.
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
Say what again?
Say what?
Stop it!
Say what?
Yeah, say what? Sean Payton. My goodness. No team has scheduled a second interview with the former Saints head coach. Now, coming into this process, he was regarded as the number one guy on the market. And I've got three reasons why he's still on the market. Number one, big ego is what Sean Payton has. Number two, he wants total control. I mean, how many of these 32 organizations want to give the coach total control as far as personnel and drafting and free agency? Let me just say zero. And then number three, obviously these teams with Peyton still under contract with the Saints, they've got to give up way too much to get Sean Payton in there to coach their football team. Sean Payton looks like he's going to be stuck in that Fox analyst role during the NFL season. And, you know, when they have that whole gang up in there, Terry Bradshaw, Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long, that whole crew, Peyton just sits there. They don't even ask him. He's just sitting there, man. That's got to be burning him up, too.
Is his $20 million price tag that he kind of laid out there, is that maybe pushing some teams away, too?
Yeah, like for 4 years.
Whew.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's probably embarrassed with all this. And then how about say what? Saw this overnight. MLB Network has listed the top 10 second basemen in Major League Baseball today. No Ozzie Albies. They don't have Ozzie Albies in the top 10.
I saw a different list that had Ozzie pretty high. I think
this is crazy talk, man. I mean, they've got Altuve 1, McNeil 2, is it Jimenez 3, Simeon 4, Lowe 5, Polanco 6, Donovan 7, Marte 8, Wong 9, Torres 10. No Ozzie Albies. Now, how can that be? This is the MLB Network. They should know better than this. I just don't get it. Say what? That is crazy, man. I've got, like, Ozzie top three on my list. Guess the MLB Network saying, Baloo, you crazy. Crazy. All right, time for the final word. Tomorrow on the show, Bulldog Roundtable, we've got the Georgia Bulldog head basketball coach Mike White will be with us. Road dog, right, Mike White, tomorrow? Yes, sirree. I'm going to have to ask him about what happened in Knoxville last night. That got pretty ugly. Looking forward to having Coach on talking a little Bulldog basketball. I'll tell him how the Ballou family made it over to Athens, see the Vanderbilt game. And we're going back. Great atmosphere. You hadn't been over there and seen Georgia basketball recently. Now's the time to go. You'll be stunned. Great job by Mike White getting this thing turned around quickly. All right, that's going to do it for the Buck Ballou Show today. I've got to go work on that play-by-play Braves audition tape. I'll let you know how that works out. Nick and Chris are coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Where's Nerney?
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.